Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Live Saturday edition of the show. Phones are open, as they always are. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, hotel homeless in Los Angeles. Maybe. They may be forcing all hotels to rent to homeless people.
As you might imagine, that's an oxymoron, but you know, when government's involved, they tend to lean that way to inventing things that are contradictions in terms. If you're homeless but you're in a hotel, then the hotel is your home, so you're not homeless.
We'll get into that a little bit later. With you tonight is Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And we may have Peakless Mountaineer joining us. We're expecting him, but could be a traffic issue. He does have a long drive to get out here when he joins us on Saturday. But I wanted to start tonight with the buzz of social media, at least the Twitter media, in the last, I don't know, 3 days, 2 or 3 days, has been this post made by the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
It's pretty great.
That I found to be entertaining, but a lot of people are really butthurt over this post.
And I don't know why.
Like mega, mega butthurt.
Like, okay, maybe if your sense of humor is like, oh, too soon or something like that, but still, I thought it was hilarious, and I'm a hilarious dude, or at least sometimes I am.
So let's describe the post, and Peakless is now joining us. Welcome, sir.
Glad to be here.
Have you seen the post I'm about to describe?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic post.
Okay, so the image is, and I presume it's an unedited image.
Well, first of all, we should give the background, right? John McCain died.
Yes, that's right. And I presume it was a couple days ago, a few years back or whatever. But
yeah, the warmonger, guy responsible for, way too much murder and bloodshed. Yeah.
Bomb, Iran.
That's
that guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good on precisely one thing, and that was torture. Which is exactly what
he was against
for.
It because he was a victim of it at one point? I see. So McCain...
The only thing that they would always push back on him for.
The photographing question, I presume is an original. I don't think it was in like a Photoshop or something.
I believe it is an accurate original or, screenshot of or whatever.
It has Meghan McCain, who is his daughter, sitting at what is presumably his coffin, wrapped in the American flag. And, of course, behind it is another American flag and some sort of podium or some other flag I don't recognize offhand, but and she's sitting there crying over her dad's coffin.
And I believe that there might be video of that. And
maybe
that,
it's a screen grab.
And that this is
it's pretty low resolution.
Yeah, like one frame or something of that video is my belief. Don't quote me on that.
And I think that flag is the local state flag.
Oh, from wherever the hell he's from?
Yeah, I think that's Arizona.
Makes sense, yeah. Okay. So, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire posted this image to their account at LPNH, that is their official Twitter account, with a simple caption of, Happy Holidays.
Wow.
It now has thousands of comments, over 10,000 comments.
Yeah.
And how many likes?
11,000 likes, 4,600 retweets.
Still winning the ratio war, then.
And it's got a lot of upset people, including Meghan McCain herself.
Oh, nice.
Not only did they successfully post this thing that just caused a huge explosion, a huge amount of attention. Apparently, they gained 1,600 followers overnight
because
of this. And they're close to being the number one most popular state affiliate of the Libertarian Party on Twitter. So not only was it beneficial to them from just the viral aspect of getting the word out about this, but Meghan McCain retweeted this more than once. And the mainstream media caught on to the story, and so it's getting mainstream media coverage. This is an epic troll job, right? Like when you can get this the person in question.
Anytime you can rattle the cages of tyrants.
They didn't tag her, by the way, in this post. It simply said, happy holidays, and had an image.
So just to clarify real quick, was there some, like, Veterans Day or something that I don't know
about? I presume it's the anniversary of his death. I did not verify that, but I presume that he died on whatever day it was.
Yeah, I actually don't know. If you know, you know, the specifics behind, you know, why that, whenever the photo was released and that kind of thing, give us a call.
Yeah, according to the internets, he died. Oh, I'm sorry. He must have died in office. Yeah, okay. So he died August 25th, 2018. So this was put out on August 25th. So somebody had it marked on their calendar to say, all right, we're going to make this post today. And they did.
So it's not even too soon. So, like, my gut reaction was, like, maybe people are butthurt because sometimes after a thing occurs, it can be too soon to make fun of that for some people. Not for me.
I think it's fair game right away, as far as I'm concerned.
I like making fun of things right away when it's fresh because that's when it's going to have the most
impact. Damn sense of humor.
I'm going to go with he's a genocidal monster that we no longer have to worry about.
Yeah. So you aren't offended by this?
No, not in the least.
Do you find it humorous?
Not especially.
Okay.
Let me say this. I think that I'm generally against grave dancing. I generally don't think that it's a kind thing to do, but I make an exception for monsters. I don't consider people like John McCain, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, you know, John Bolton. You fill in the name of the monstrous, warmongering politicians, and there's plenty of them in overseas countries, too. Okay, oh, yeah. We're talking about the U.S. here.
Some more blatant than others, and this one was one of the most blatant.
These people are psychopaths who have no value for human life. They do not. I don't even know if they have feelings. I'm not sure if they're even human. They look human. And Meghan McCain's acting human when she's sitting there crying over his coffin, but then in the next breath, she's calling for the death of Julian Assange. She's calling for the punishment for all kinds of innocent, peaceful people all around the planet. This woman doesn't deserve any sympathy whatsoever. It's not like she's some sort of victim of John McCain. It's not like, you know, she's saying he beat her or abused her or something like that.
Right.
Or, like, you know, she has his belief system. She believes in war. Mm-hmm. She is as much of a warmonger as he. It's just she's not an elected, you know, government bureaucrat. That's really the only difference.
She tried.
Yet. Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say yet.
Yeah, no, that was a whole big thing. She tried to get a nomination and just got destroyed in the polls. So
good.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Yeah, so you don't have a foot to stand on. You are trying to do the same genocidal mania that your dad did. And good.
Now, of course, the mainstream.
Now, did you find this one funny when you first saw it, though?
I didn't laugh out loud, but I am amused by the reactions to it.
Yeah, I'm more amused by the number of butthurt people over this small tweet. It wasn't very many words, and it was one photo.
Keep it simple.
And just everybody got majorly, not everybody, but a whole bunch of people got majorly butthurt and sparked all sorts of arguments, and, you know, not just on Twitter, but other social media, as
many more memes as well.
And I don't know if you remember a year ago when they did the massive funeral. Like, there was this huge state ritual to celebrate the life of John McCain.
Years after his death?
No. A year ago when he died.
No, it was 2018.
2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So 4 years now.
Sorry, no sense of time.
Sorry.
But I do remember that when he passed, there was a lot of fanfare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just an extraordinary amount of you know, press coverage.
They treat
and
these politicians like royalty.
I would say they treat them more like deities, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, treated like a pharaoh that had passed.
The king was God,
and everyone loved him, and everyone came out saying what a terrible loss it is. That it's like,
and now it's happening again. Now, the mainstream media, of course, when they were reporting on this, the headline here, for instance, at the New York Post, Meghan McCain slams NH Libertarian Party over celebrating dad's death. And then there's other posts where it's only showing people who agree with Meghan McCain, of course, and their opinions about this.
Here's what confuses me, or not confuses me, but like, I guess it does confuse me, about the libertarians' reaction, is that libertarians, if they believe in the non-aggression principle, they should also agree that one of the non-state methods for, you know, sort of getting people to cooperate would be ridicule.
Yeah. And ridicule is a vital, vital function in society.
If you want to join the show, if you've got an opinion on the celebration of the death of John McCain, you can...
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phone number for you if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 760, the collective butthurt of statists, big government warmongering supporters out there has been very, very large in the last 48 hours.
Large butt.
Big time. And they
large
are
collective butt.
Hurting, and they're mad about what the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire just tweeted. And we're going to get back into that story coming up here in a moment, because we haven't even read Meghan McCain's responses. And I have them here, thanks to the New York Post. They've cataloged her. Oh, wait, no, they only put one of them in here. There was another article that showed, like, all five of her responses. I'll have to see if I can dig that one up, too.
Yeah, you were saying that she retweeted this. Now, did she...
She did,
like,
yeah.
Quote tweet it? Like,
I think so, yeah.
Like, retweet and then, like, say, oh, this is terrible. Can you believe they did this awful thing to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We can continue with that coming up here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. We're going to go to your phone calls. But I do want to let you know about... Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you should go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. There you'll find all kinds of valuable information, some of the basics, some of the info you need to know, some of the new concepts that are in play when it comes to cryptocurrency that you ought to get some level of a grasp on. It doesn't take a lot of time. First video is all 3 minutes, and you'll get some new ideas from it. But I recommend you do this before you decide to put a little bit of money into the world of cryptocurrency, which you can also do over at Bitcoin.com. It can help you buy cryptocurrency there. And the site is Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. If you are old school with crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you, too, every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're going to go to Dave Ridley, because you can bring up whatever you want. Calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
The snowflake is strong in this one.
Yes, sir.
The snowflake is strong. Yes, indeed.
You're referring to the conservatives and surprising amount of libertarians who were butthurt over this.
That's the surprising part.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But what's on your mind tonight, Ridley?
I have a Lily Tang Williams update. She's the free stater who's running for Congress in New Hampshire.
Yeah, she's running against a couple of sort of standard issue Republicans. Lily is a free stater. She's a libertarian activist who migrated here to New Hampshire.
I'm told Lily Tang ain't nothing to F with.
She's a pretty cool lady. She's real. I mean, is it wrong to describe a Chinese woman as a firecracker? Because that's like one of the first terms that comes to mind when I think of Lily Tang Williams. She's got a lot of energy. She's got a lot of principle, from what I can tell.
Kind of a firebrand.
Yeah, and she's moved here from China. She escaped Mao's communist China to move to the United States. I think she ended up in Colorado prior to moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And she's up against, like I said, establishment Republican candidates like the mayor of Keene, New Hampshire, who is running against her. He's sort of the nominee from the governor. Governor Chris Sununu has sort of anointed this character. And there's one other kind of standard issue Republican who's marketing himself as the 100% pro-Trump guy. So it's the 100% pro-Trump guy, the sort of milquetoast, average Republican politician.
The establishment figure.
The establishment guy. And then there's Lily, who is, to her credit, she's not taken the low road, at least from what I've seen so far. We've been getting flyers, you know, these full-color 8 or 12 by 12 flyers or whatever in the mail, and we've gotten a bunch from the other two guys, and they're attacking each other. They're ignoring Lily completely on their flyers, and Lily's flyer came out today, and it's just all about Lily. So she hasn't taken the road of, you know, the low road, which a lot of politicians do. What were you going to say about her, Dave?
So apparently this organization that was going to host a debate for Sunday has decided not to host the debate because one candidate won't show up. The anointed candidate isn't going to show up. So they won't let Lily debate with the other candidate.
Really?
Lily and another candidate would be able to debate at least.
That's too bad.
Since the anointed candidate has refused to attend, they're just refusing to host the debate.
What is the organization that is doing that? Because that's a real crappy thing to do.
It's called the Government Integrity Project. Government Integrity Project.
That's ironic. And where were they going to? Do you know where this debate was going to be?
I don't know.
Okay. That's too bad, because there was a organization in the Cheshire County area that held debates down at, I think it was Franklin Pierce College. And when I ran for governor as a Democrat, to just as a Liberty Democrat, to get the word out about freedom in the gubernatorial race, in I think 2012 and 2014, they, of course, invited me to a debate with other governor candidates, and no one was willing to debate in that case. So they invited me to just come give a speech. Like, okay, well, we're going to have an event anyway, and since no one else wants to be on stage, you get to be on stage all by yourself. And I thought that was a really classy way to handle things.
That's the way it should go. And you know, this
or maybe like, okay, well, the two people we were going to have a debate, one of them doesn't want to show up or can't show up. You wanted to have a debate. We'll just have you instead.
Right.
We didn't get our first choice, so we'll go with our second choice.
Right. In the classic way, when you have multiple candidates, in this case three, two of three said yes, you have the two candidates on stage, you have a third chair, you have a sign which says the name of the person who didn't show up, and then that chair just sits there empty for the whole debate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And this whole, you know, oh, we're not going to have a debate kind of a thing reminds me of the 08 Ron Paul run, where they kind of had him on the national stage, but like at the kiddie table. It was like the folding table with the folding chair off to the side, but like the Republican and the Democrat got podiums.
Yeah,
reminds me of that.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to say, oh, wow, the Liberty candidate didn't get an opportunity to join a debate? Shocking. I've never heard of that happening ever.
Anything else, Ridley, you want to share?
Well, I should clarify. She is claiming that they won't host a debate. I don't have independent verification of that. And also, she's got another post. She says, quote, Facebook is censoring me as a Republican congressional candidate.
Surprise.
I have 25,000 followers, but my post this morning about my endorsement got 3 likes, unquote.
Oof, 3 likes on a post with thousands of followers. Yeah, well, it sounds like the fix is in. But you know what? It's going to be interesting to see how this race turns out. And I don't want to get too deep into political races here because it's not really relevant to most people. But it is interesting to see whether or not the Free Stater candidates do succeed here in New Hampshire. And these are fairly high-profile races. She's running for a U.S. House in this case. So we wish her the best, and thank you, Ridley, for the call tonight.
Well, and regarding Facebook, didn't Zuckerberg confirm on the Joe Rogan podcast that, yes, he indeed did censor stuff at the behest of the FBI.
Wasn't it about the Hunter laptop, Biden laptop?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, it's so political, and some people thought we needed to censor more, and some people thought we should censor much less. And it's like, how about you don't censor at all?
Yeah.
How about you just let people talk so that we can figure out what's going on and what we're going to do about it?
So everybody who thinks Facebook is a private company, I got news for you. They're bowing to the will of the government.
Nothing new, though. Anybody that's been paying attention knows they've been...
Fedbook is its nickname.
Bowing at its feet for many years. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can share your thoughts. More on the death of John McCain coming.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Once again, March for Our Lives gathered at the steps of the Texas State Capitol in Austin, demanding action in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde. They're calling for Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session of the legislature to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 to 21. Abbott has resisted the calls for tougher gun laws, instead saying that mental health care issues need to be the focus. The Uvalde School's police chief, Pete Arredondo, was sacked on Wednesday over the botched law enforcement response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School. There's concern about the potential for a radiation leak at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Residents near the plant are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure, but experts say that the actual situation isn't as bad as it's being portrayed by both sides. This is USA Radio News. Conservatives are dismissing the information revealed in the search affidavit of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The heavily blacked-out document was released Friday in response to a request from several media organizations. Trump's National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe telling CBS News that he didn't see anything that justified the search warrant.
The unsealing of this today isn't going to do much to, again, tamp down the chaos, the confusion.
The 28-page document was used to convince a judge to sign the search warrant on Trump's Florida home. The newly unsealed court records also shows that the Justice Department repeatedly informed Trump's lawyers that Mar-a-Lago was not authorized to store classified information, a point that was reiterated to Trump's counsel as recently as June. Diplomats from across the globe have failed to reach an agreement on the United Nations treaty that is designed to protect marine life. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and it is last Saturday edition of the program. By the way, coming up later tonight, off the radio, you will be able to join Captain Kickass, Peakless Mountaineer, and our friend Nobody for episode 2 of the Freer Talk Live version of Beard Talk Live, because y'all technically had a Beard Talk Live that was on the air a few weeks ago.
We did.
But this would be the second episode that is internet only. By the way, that did get released on our podcast last week, so y'all get some extra listeners later on that way. But it's fun to watch and listen live, and you'll be able to do that tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time over and on any of our video streaming platforms, which does not include YouTube right now, by the way. We are currently off the air, where they're not allowing us to stream, and we can't for basically the next month because somebody reported one of our videos for the old medical misinformation. So don't look for us there.
You told people the truth about
screw
COVID.
You, Google. Screw
anything
you.
But that.
But please look for us over at our Odyssey site, which you can find over at watch.freetalklive.com. That actually takes you directly to the stream itself, whereas video.freetalklive.com also takes you to Odyssey, but to our entire channel. So please give the channel a follow, and then at 10:30 Eastern Time tonight, tune in for more of Beard Talk Live.
Uncensored.
I wonder if they're ever going to change their policies about medical misinformation now that, like, the CDC has said, yeah, we were kind of wrong about everything.
I heard a rumor that they have removed something from that policy, and I don't remember what the detail was about that. But anyway, also, gold and silver You can get the most stable assets in recorded history with BullionMax.com. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. Free Talk Live can get you their Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. You can go to BullionMax.com/FTL to do that. It includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products. And it's limited, though, to just one kit per household. So get yours now. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. We started the show talking about a post that the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire made, and it has blown up. Not only has it blown up in popularity and controversy and people talking and arguing about it, but it actually got Meghan McCain to respond.
Got her panties on a bunch.
And, you know, that's a pretty epic troll job, right? Like, if you can get somebody who has, I don't know how many times the follower she has, but it's got to be multiple times, right? Like, she's probably a fairly popular character.
I actually don't know, and I mean, I don't follow these types of people, so I don't really care about her, like, at all.
She's a horrible person.
Yeah, I realized I was conflating Meghan McCain with Liz Cheney. Which I think that's an understandable mistake at any rate.
797.9 thousand, so roughly almost 800,000 followers of this war hawk.
Why does she have so many frickin' followers?
Because she's an awful human being, and people who
because
have principles
John
don't get
McCain
followers.
John McCain is a war hero and the best of the best.
Well, plus she's a conservative who I don't find her.
And she was she's been involved with news media, with corporate news media for quite a while.
She's on The View, I think now, which is a fairly popular women's daytime television talk show.
Where's the Flushing Sound when you need it?
Goldberg. Libertarian Party of New Hampshire account has, you know, there's no slouch, but it's only got 26,000 followers. So a fraction, a very small fraction of Ms. McCain's. It's impressive to have an account.
I mean, that's great because there's no such thing as bad advertising.
Right? I tend to agree, but there's a lot of people who got really mad who called themselves libertarians about this. But the fact that they got a woman with 800,000 followers to not only comment, but also retweet their original tweet is a tremendous win. So I have here the comments that she made according to Mediaite.com. I found the one where she, where they show, I think, all of her responses.
Are you going to do a Meghan McCain voice?
I don't know. I have no idea what she sounds like.
Me neither. I just, you know, sometimes you do.
I imagine she sounds hideous because she's a hideous human being. But so I guess the first post that she made was to say, this is hideous, even by Twitter's standards. And then she just retweets the original post. She then further says, this is the official Twitter account of the state of New Hampshire's Libertarian Political Party. I really fear for the future of the world and how we have come to treat each other, especially on social media. I hope no one ever does anything like this to any of you.
You're not holding the proper decorum for war criminals.
Yeah, she wants to have human beings murdered all around the world. And she's mad because somebody tweeted something she didn't like.
Now, I might murder people around the world, but I would never be insensitive about their dead relatives.
On social media.
I may have killed their relatives, but I wouldn't poke fun at them for mourning those relatives that I killed. That's where I draw the line.
You brought up dancing on someone's grave with the phrase that you used.
Normally, I'm against grave dancing, but in the case of monsters, I don't consider them to deserve any kind of human treatment.
One of the best comments I saw, and I'm paraphrasing, was something along the lines of, well, if we don't dance on his grave, the victim certainly can't.
Yeah.
You know, so who's gonna?
Yeah.
It's not us. Who's gonna?
She says in a third post, again, every time retweeting the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire's tweet, I'm actually sadly used to this type of thing. My public grief and pain have become something comedians make YouTube videos about as comedy. She puts that in quotes. The worst part is what this does for other people in severe pain and grief. God forbid anyone displays it publicly, and it's documented.
Welcome to 2022.
Wait, what was that last bit?
God forbid anyone displays it publicly, meaning her pain and grief, and it's documented, because people will make fun of you. Is what she's saying. You can't have
images. And you're helping. You are currently helping them make fun of you.
Yeah, it's and the more she does it, the worse it's going to get.
You obviously don't believe what you're saying. Like you are saying that it is that you cannot get away with publicly displaying your grief, and here you are publicly displaying your grief
more than once,
over and over again,
and bringing more attention to this.
I just want to say congratulations and kudos and way to go. Big thanks to whoever's running the Libertarian, the New Hampshire Libertarian official Twitter account, because. How do the kids say? That's based.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it is totally a based move, in my opinion. And kudos to them for not being like every other slimy political, you know, account that, you know, sort of caters to, like, everybody and is afraid to, like, ruffle feathers you know, not step on anybody's toes and all that kind of crap. No, this is the way change happens. Somebody steps forward and starts doing things nobody else will do. Thank you to whoever's running that account.
I agree. And it's also important because it is a signal to those out there who are, like us, appreciative of this sort of signal, right? Yes. Because, like you said, a lot of these other people in politics, they're just trying to be careful where they step. They don't want to cross anybody. They just want to get their people elected and take little baby steps towards maybe making things a little bit more free. But the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is just put it out there. This person's a monster, and you are the same, Meghan McCain. You are the same as your father. You're not trying to be a better person. You are advocating for violence against peaceful people all around the world. You want to put Julian Assange away for the rest of his life for telling the truth.
Yeah.
There's many, many things this woman has said that's absolutely horrifying. She's not ashamed of what she said. She's not sorry. It'd be one thing if she had said, you know, I reflected on what my dad did and he was wrong. Right. And I'm wrong. Yeah. For the things I've said in the past, and I'm sorry for the things that I said about that may have led to for people support war and the deaths of innocent people. She's never said anything like that.
Not even close.
No, and what this does is it pierces this veil that, oh, well, government is full of good people that are trying to do good things, and it just doesn't work out well. Like, this puts the lie to that mythology.
Right.
And that's why she's standing up against it, is that you can't poke a hole in that myth.
And to all the libertarians who are butthurt or at least defending Meghan McCain, like, hey, the truth hurts, man. The truth hurts.
Yeah, and that's one of the important filters that I think is going on here, is there's a bunch of libertarians who are upset about this, and you know what? We don't need you. There's more coming up here. We need the people that are the principled people, willing to call out the warmongers for what they do. More on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Right now we're talking about monsters, actual purported humans.
They are real, and they're mostly involved in politics.
That have resulted, their actions have resulted in the killing of countless human beings. And we're talking about John McCain. And there are many others like John McCain. He's just one of the more noteworthy ones over the years. And he passed away in 2018. I think it was brain cancer is what did him in. And the world's a better place because of it. Now, that's not to say he won't be replaced by another scumbag politician. I have no idea who the current Arizona...
They're going to have to stretch to make one that bad, though.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It was that bad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not with the size and shape of the empire known as the United States of America. It won't take long at all. In fact, it is more ripe than it ever has been for somebody much, much worse than John McCain, bad as he was.
Well, one of the things that really worked about John McCain is that at the time there was, you know, a huge swelling of, you know, support our troops sentiment. Of, like, veterans can do no wrong, and he's, you know, the ultimate veteran. And that credibility is something that is going to be extremely difficult to replicate.
The number, again, if you want to join us here, it's 603-283-6160. Also, I do want to let you know about an event that's coming up in Prague, and that is being put on by an organization that's devoted to helping people find newer places to go to around the world, autonomous cities and intentional communities. It's called the Free Cities Foundation. They're going to be talking about some of these locations, and our very own Mark Edge is going to be there to discuss it. He's going to be speaking at this event October 21st through the 23rd. They're going to be helping settlers live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. They're going to explore physical developments, emerging and parallel structures in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. Free Private Cities is offering you a 20% discount. All you have to do is go to their website, lifetimeliberty.com. That's lifetimeliberty.com. Use code FTL20, FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL20, and you can save on your tickets to the event in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. And Mark hopes that you will see him there as we go to your calls. Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the McCain thing, and,
yeah.
You know, there's various opinions on it. You can kind of go through your reactions to it. But I think for your listeners who are just like AM listeners and committed libertarians, I think it's good to kind of put this into context, why these Mises Caucus guys and Libertarian Party of New Hampshire are so, want to be so just, you know, horrifically insulting to a person who's deserve it, absolutely, Meghan McCain and her father, John McCain. And it really goes back, this is a big tendency in the kind of the right wing of the, you know, the populist libertarian movement. Because after World War II, you know, in order to oppose the New Deal and the progressive movement, a bunch of different groups of people came to create the conservative movement. The classical liberal right libertarians, the anti-communist, you know, war hawk police state guys, they just wanted to go out and get the communists wherever they are, and the Christian right. And libertarians kind of always seem to, when push came to shove, take a back seat the whole time to these other ideas. And there was just intervention after intervention, right-wing death squads, you know, doing the Cold War interventions and killings all over the world and doing going against the commie death squads and everything. And then after the Cold War ended, the imperialism continued. The interventions and bombings continued. And then 10 years later, you get the war on terror, and that just has no real end in sight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at this point, on the right, there's really an appetite for actually holding these people to task, mocking them, ridiculing them. After all these people, and after all these...
You think, just to clarify what you're saying, you think the right wing has an appetite to ridicule John McCain?
Absolutely. Remember Trump during his 2016 campaign. Absolutely. First thing...
Bold move, Cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump didn't like him. That much is true. But I would be very curious to know what makes you say that about the right wing. I mean, aren't they still warmongers? It's just, you know, they're less warmongery when the Democrats are in charge.
The populist has sent their troops generation after generation to die in the wars, and they're just sick of it. There's an appetite to stop these wars, stop these interventions. They were calling Hillary, the warmonger the whole time.
Well, they didn't nominate Ron Paul.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't nominate Ron Paul. Well, the establishment wasn't going to let Ron Paul go anywhere, of course.
Yeah, and hold on. So Trump was every bit as much of a warmonger as any Republican candidate.
Fact.
I mean, like, this is the kind of guy who's like, no, these terrorists, you got to kill their families.
Well, that's what he said, although he did pull some troops out of Afghanistan, and he did try to make peace
with
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, you could have ended the war?
Yeah, well,
ended every war that we're in.
Yeah, he
with
let
the snap of his fingers.
He let Biden upstage him on that one, that's
and,
for sure.
And the fact that he chose not to end any of them meant that there were a lot of generals that went behind his back
and Obama
didn't tell him what the real numbers of troops were. And we had all these extra troops that he wasn't even allowed to know about all over the place. Which, guess what? If you'd ended one of these stupid wars, then you would have known that the right number to have there is zero.
Yeah, but I mean, Obama said he's going to close Guantanamo Bay. Never happened. So, like, they're all liars. They all say whatever suits them in the moment to either help them get elected or reelected, and they do not give an F about anything else.
Yeah, that's true. So what's the point you're trying to make here?
The point I'm trying to make is that this is the big thing that differentiates libertarians and libertarians that see themselves on the right from the rest of the right. This is the defining issue. This is the one thing that they're not only good on, they're great on, and they're adamant on, and they have a lot of absolutely, I mean, and you can also hear it in your guys' voices, absolute hatred and disgust for these neoconservatives, which were the, you know, the descendants of the anti-communist interventionists. They absolutely have these opinions, hold them very strong, and you know, as crude as they want to make their messaging, that there's absolutely an appetite for exactly that.
All right, so you're calling, you're cheering it on. All right, fair enough.
I got to say, I think that the whole label, and I've thought about this over a period of years, this whole neocon, neoconservative, and increasingly neoliberal labeling is a complete red herring.
Well,
back in the day, conservatives believed all of this. It's like, really? Did they now? Or did they actually get us into more wars, tax the ever-loving bejesus out of us while telling us they were going to reduce taxes, increase the size and scope of the government while they were telling us they would do the opposite? Seems to me like the classical conservatives were just as bad as they could possibly be at that point.
New boss is the same as the old boss.
Right. So like neocon or neoliberal, like, no, there's authoritarians. You can have authoritarian liberals. You can have authoritarian conservatives.
Thank you, Penguin, for the call tonight.
Yeah. And I don't buy this libertarian right, libertarian left kind of a thing. I think that if you're libertarian, I think you necessarily aren't left or right.
I think that's the ideal. Yeah.
I think there's some truth to that in that, like,
at least philosophically, like, so there's people who, like, they might have voted right in the past and now they feel like they lean libertarian on some issues. Like, there's some gray area there, but I think that if you're going to call yourself a libertarian, that, like, by definition, you can't be the right or the left.
I disagree on that one. I think that the difference, though, is that for a libertarian, it's not as much of a I will impose this on everyone as much as it is
the values. You
know, right.
It's a contradiction in terms. It's like you can't be a Christian-leaning atheist.
I let me see if I can clarify maybe this on this one. I get where you're coming from, and I tend to agree generally with your concept here, Captain. Like, libertarian means something, and it means you don't use violence to get your way.
Right.
But everybody still has an opinion. So libertarians still have opinions about things like abortion and drag shows and Christianity and, you know, you name it, whatever. Uh-huh. And so the people that I would just go ahead and classify as right wing are probably the more family oriented Christian, we don't like drag shows, you know, that kind of group. And maybe the left wing is more like, yeah, whatever, drag show's cool. Hey, have a good time. Have at it. We're not going to do anything. We'll go there. We'll have a good time with you. You know, that kind of thing. Whereas these others wouldn't find themselves there if they could help it. So I think that's kind of the division that you're,
right,
you don't want to acknowledge. And the thing that about them is, yes, they are true libertarians, then they have to say, those that don't like drag shows have to say, well, I don't agree with them, but I wouldn't do anything about it. And that's really, you know, whether you do anything about it would make you or not make you a libertarian,
right?
Meaning, like, use the police to stop.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.